Well, lovely to see you all again. Again, welcome to visitors here this morning. As already said, you are so welcome. Thank you to those online as well. I say thank you. Thank you for being online. But you're very welcome. And for those who may be listening at another point in time, you are so welcome. Okay, do you have your Bibles ready? Or a device to access a Bible? Of course, no distractions on our devices at all. No, I'm being flippant. Do you know, somebody said to me, Andy, can you open your Bible? And I can, because I've got a flip phone, so I can open. I digress. So we are continuing in our mini sermon series on the cross. And significantly, the impact, bless you, God bless you, and the impact that the power of the cross, as in Jesus, and the sacrifice that he made for each and every one of us. And we're continuing in our series here, the cross and the love of God. The cross and the love of God. So 1 John 4, 7 to 14. I'm reading from the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible, this morning. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Love consists in this: not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, if God loved us in this way, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent his Son as the world's Savior. This is the word of the Lord. Great. Jesus, thank you that you are here with us. Thank you that we've been able to sing such wonderful songs of praise, of adoration. Thank you for the kids' talk and just a reminder of how vast your love is for us that we cannot measure. We don't know truly, other than God, you sent your Son, Jesus, to die for us, that atoning sacrifice, so that we can have life and fullness, and that eternal hope, that salvation. God, what love. Wow. And I pray that as we discuss or listen, engage with this morning's text, that you would really speak to each and every one of us for who we are in you. Thank you, Lord, that there is no one that you didn't die for. Thank you, Lord, that for each and every one of us here, we have a hope and an assurance because of you. And Lord, with our struggles, doubts, our joys, our worship. I pray that together we would surrender afresh to you. Help us to release and let go of what we think is best, and then allow you, Jesus, to take the very center, to take your place at the core of who we are. Transform us, lead us, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so the cross and the love of God. Okay, I'm clicking, it's not working. Thank you. Okay, so love. In this text here, there's four examples of love, but in this text, there's one particular love that we're looking at. So, ereo, Greek, love, that fervent longing. And I have put there sexual passion, that fervent longing. That's not the love that we're talking about here in this passage. Then we have phileo, that love, that friendship. I mean, it's good to have friends. It's good to have that connection. But that's not the love that's mentioned here in this text. Sturgeo, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong. Do you have to pronounce it away? Sturgeo. Benevolent devotion, especially among family members. You know, that love with family is strong. It's hard sometimes, but through it all, our loved ones, our family members, we love them. But that's not the love that's expressed here in this passage. It's actually agapeo, that loving kindness. But it's not a sentimental love. It's not a, you know, those cards sometimes we receive. Apologies for any card makers. I'm not dissing you. But sometimes the words are so lovely. They're so, my mum loves those cards. The words really matter to her. And I struggle a little bit with the tweeness of them. It's not that kind of love. You know, that's being kind, it's being loving. But this is a love that goes beyond measure. This love is more than a physical attraction. This love is more than good friendship. And this love goes beyond even a family's devotion. A little bit later on, it's not that longer in this text, but we're going to be watching a video. It's about 8 minutes, 9 minutes long. And I want to encourage us all not to judge. God knows our hearts. This Lent course, we've just done Lent 3. For those who know, know. But it talks really about how God sees and knows everything about us already. But we've got to choose to accept his love, his grace. We can come confidently to God when we recognize that his grace and mercy are greater than our guilt. This love of God the Father sending his Son into this world, that atoning sacrifice goes way beyond our own notion of guilt. His grace and mercy is so powerful. And last week we talked about that spiritual dimension, the spiritual warfare. And that Jesus' blood, that atoning sacrifice, is all powerful But it's a challenge. If we want to follow Jesus, who is this Jesus? Who's this person? And I thought it's really good just to remind ourselves, what does Jesus represent? Love and compassion. Love God. Jesus empathized the importance of loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor. He taught to love your neighbor as yourself, heightening the significance of empathy and kindness. Love your enemies. Ooh. Jesus encouraged loving and praying for those who persecute you. That promotes forgiveness and peace. Maybe sometimes through gritted teeth. But that's what Jesus is representing. Forgiveness and mercy, forgiving others. Jesus stressed the importance of forgiving others as God forgave us. Mercy and compassion. Jesus often spoke about showing mercy and compassion to others, especially the needy and marginalized. Humility and service. To serve others. Jesus taught that greatness comes from serving. Exemplified by his washing of the disciples' feet. Humility. Jesus empathized humility, teaching that those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then we move to faith and trust. Faith in God. Jesus encouraged having unwavering faith in God, assuring that even faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. Trust in God's provision. He taught us not to worry about material needs, trusting that God will provide. Repentance and righteousness. Really, the core of the Christian message. Jesus called for repentance, urging people to turn away from sin and seek God's forgiveness. And that righteous living, he encouraged us to live a righteous life, following God's commandments and teachings. We were joking before at the back with Tim and Gav. Is it Gav or Gavin? What? Gav. Blokes at the back. Trying to guess what that was, is. And I think it's really important to highlight, if we're going to be set apart for Christ, if we're going to choose to follow him, why? It's not about what benefits do we receive. Although I would say that that eternal hope and forgiveness and mercy and grace is far beyond any present that somebody could give us. But this love is beyond measure. Now that picture's supposed to be representing a mirror, Anybody guess that? No. But that mirror, who do you see when you look in the mirror? How do we represent our Christian faith to others? What do they see? What are we mirroring to others? And it's interesting that the text goes on to say that actually the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, is given to us. Some theological words here, but ultimately, I'm just going to read out from one of these commentaries. The indwelling Spirit provides us with the presence of the indwelling Christ. For the Spirit to live in us is to have Christ live in us. Romans 8, 9 to 11. When Christ gave us his Spirit to live in us, he gave us himself to live in us. The Holy Spirit manifests himself in our lives and conduct. It is he who inspires us to confess Jesus as the Christ. It is he who empowers us to obey God's commandment, which is to love our brothers and sisters. I mean, think of it this way. The very air we breathe. We need the air to breathe. Without air, we wouldn't be able to breathe. You agree with that? Yeah? Yes. Yes. And so when we breathe, what happens? Yeah. So basically, I mean, Andrew, this is not a deep doctor's perspective. I'm so sorry. Really bare basic bones. It facilitates so many functions. And the air has knock-on effects, pumping blood around our body, helping us, the heartbeat feeds our brains and everything that we need to breathe. And without breath, we wouldn't live. So the Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Helper. But it's the Spirit that enables each and every one of us to be able to know Jesus, God. It's the Holy Spirit who brings God's word to life. And without the Holy Spirit, is there really love? We could tick the box and do the right things. But what really is going on in our hearts? What truly is motivating us? So we're going to watch this video. The prayer team, there is a prayer team available at the back of the church, I believe. Should be. Yep. Yes. And this video is about 8 minutes long, but it touches on all of these things we've been talking about in the sermon series, but also a little bit about this morning's message. Let us not, if we are going to respond and it touches some nerves, you're thinking, what is this video? It's nothing bad, honestly, it's actually really good. But I believe that God speaks to each and every one of us in different ways. But please, as I often say, use this as an opportunity to get right with God. to know that Jesus' love is beyond measure. God's love is beyond measure.